Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy after another full-day scrimmage at training camp today. But before we get to the scrimmage, Bob, a couple of names we had been missing out here at practice were back today. Julian Edelman, Clay Harbor, Trey Jackson.
Our first glimpse of number 11 in pads, of course, Julian Edelman returning to the practice field, went through conditioning off to the side and on the lower field today, as did Harbor, as did Donald Brown, among several other notables for the Patriots, inching their way back to the start line, at least for the regular season, we hope, but perhaps by the end of this preseason.
Now, none of them did participate in the scrimmage, but it was a little bit of a different atmosphere today at the scrimmage. Not quite as electric, not as much energy as we saw on Friday. But what did you take away from today's scrimmage, Bob?
Yeah, we went from a real fun scrimmage on Friday to a flatter one today. It was a much more controlled scrimmage. Bill Belichick a number of times interrupting the flow of the play in order to work on situations, including a free kick after a safety, for example. Emphasis on inside running. Quarterback Tom Brady today worked with a lot of the younger guys at wide receiver and none of the older guys like Chris Hogan and Martellus Bennett, who he had on Friday. And so he didn't stand out nearly as much as he did, of course, just a couple of days ago. But they got a lot of quality work done, as we've talked about, inside in the run game in terms of blocking and stopping it. And also, as we've said, situational football, which is an emphasis going into the joint practices against the Saints.
Somebody I saw stand out during the scrimmage today was A.J. Derby. He came up with a couple of big catches from Tom Brady. Are you seeing him improve? We didn't see him at all last season. Are you seeing him improve throughout training camp?
He's made a lot of progress as the course of this training camp has waned on. In particular, today we saw him make a great catch down the right seam against double coverage. Caught a ball that was disputed by the defense, seemingly from our vantage point, a two-point conversion at the end of the scrimmage. Defense would contend otherwise. But Derby was a guy who had a good finish to this scrimmage from Brady, developing a little bit of a rapport with the quarterback, as did DeAndre Carter, too, in the midst of the scrimmage. So another step forward for that young receiver, who, of course, has kind of made a name for himself for those who've closely watched these scrimmages and practices all through camp.
All right, Bob, we have one more day before we head into joint practices with the Saints. Do you anticipate that we'll probably see more scrimmaging tomorrow?
I would think they'll take a step back tomorrow before they go at it with the Saints, of course, with a real intense competition coming up on Tuesday and perhaps less so on Wednesday, the day before the first preseason game. You know, there's a couple of other guys we should note today, too, Miranda. When we talk about parting notes for this afternoon scrimmage, Martellus Bennett once again shining with an outstanding grab on a Jimmy Garoppolo throw. There was a little bit of concern when Bennett walked off the field a bit early in the scrimmage, seemingly favoring his right ankle. He did return to make a couple of plays, including that aforementioned score. And also for the Pats, we're talking about situations and special teams, the importance of that. And we see a guy like Camus Grugier-Hill, the draft pick, selected late this year out of Eastern Illinois, operating as a gunner, and then when you see him on defense, he's kind of that hybrid at linebacker safety. This kid's a terrific athlete, and he's going to be one to watch as the preseason moves along.
All right, Bob, we'll keep an eye on him. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy. See you tomorrow.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.